This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some swimming today as we head back to Melbourne in Australia to catch up with Leslie West. Leslie, welcome back. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for having me back.
Well, Leslie, after our last chat, I'm telling you now, everyone is sitting on the edge of the seat wanting to know what you've done from a swim perspective, because you said to me you literally could not swim a stroke when you took up this water triathlon. Some people are probably thinking, man, you're crazy to even think of taking up the sport. But tell me about how you did it. What was the process to learn to swim?
I went along to a squad, so I googled, triathlon club Melbourne, and thankfully for Google searches, Melbourne Triathlon Club came up. And I went along to a squad, and it's what I'm saying, the coach was there at the time, no longer, said to me, all right, get in and show me you swimming. I said, no, I literally can't. He's like, no, just go in and show me. And I was like, mate, I'll drown if I go in there. So anyway, I get in and I do this kind of old lady style breaststroke, hair up out the water type thing. And he actually did say to me, there's so much wrong, I can't help you. Which I found quite funny, because he was right. Like I was like, well, okay, you're probably right. But, and I don't even really remember what went through my head, but I just remember being like, oh, okay, well, I'll give it a bash anyway, Okay, I've committed. And the way I see it is I'm determined. It's not that I go out loving a challenge and I look for a challenge, but I'm pretty determined. So I saw it as, okay, well, I want to do this. So one way or another, I'll, we'll work it out. And, let's say that coach isn't there anymore. But, just joined the squad for the triathlon swim squad. And bit by bit, I showed up literally to every single session. I didn't miss anything, and I would always try to find an excuse as to why I couldn't go. And I actually worked across the road from the pool that we swim at. So I couldn't use excuses of, I need to work late, or I'd be going, oh, maybe I've got a headache. Nope, there's nothing wrong with you, better go to swim squad. So I just didn't let anything. Nothing was a valid excuse. I just didn't miss a session.
That must be pretty tough, because it's not easy. I can't even wrap my head around what it must be like to learn to swim, because I've always, for as long as I can remember, I've swum, and I don't remember that process, so I don't know how hard it is. But it must be really difficult to force yourself to go to these sessions when you must be hating it. It must be really hard.
I despised it. I absolutely hated it. And I would get really anxious, and I hated it. I mean, the people were great. The coach was great, but I just hated it. And it's not even, I was bad. So it's not, but it's not even that I just hated being bad at something. I just didn't enjoy it. And I would get cramps and, I don't know. I just kept going.
Why did you keep pushing?
It's stupid in some ways.
Why did you keep pushing through?
Because I think by then I just didn't, it didn't even occur to me to not go. It didn't occur to me to stop or to give up. It's not even like I was going, oh, I should give up and then sort of correct myself. It just didn't enter my mindset. And by then, I joined shortly after we'd moved here. So the people there quickly became my friends, and I looked forward to seeing the friends that I was around. I thought, well, if I stop this, then I won't see them. So I'll just, I just keep going. And yeah, And I remember the first time doing an open water swim, and it was actually it was in a lake, and we'd gone up the day before. It was up in Yarrawonga on the border with New South Wales, and we went up the day before, and I went in the water with a friend. She's now, you know, one of my best friends here, and she basically had to hold my hand while I pretty much had a panic attack about being in a lake. It wasn't even the sea. Just because we had to work out a way to get me around the course the next day. I don't know why I did it to myself.
It's obviously, I'm hoping it's not like that anymore. Was there a moment where there was a time where you went, you know what, this is actually cool, I like this?
I don't know when that time was, but now I do actually enjoy swimming now. I'm better. I still don't really enjoy open water. I just have a lack of confidence. And it's interesting, I've got a niece and nephew over here in Australia, and I see other people with their kids, and they grow up with the water, and so they're confident in it, and they're comfortable. So I could in the pool be a quicker swimmer than somebody who's lived here all their lives, but they'll run in and out of that surf all day long. I hate it. Because I'm just not comfortable in the open water. But I do actually really enjoy going to swim squad now. So I don't know when the turning point was. But I just, gradually, bit by bit, started to enjoy it.
Let's talk about times, because I think, just to put this into some perspective, what are your Ironman times now? Just from
to
where,
swim?
Yeah, so coming from nothing to where you are now.
So Kona was 110, I think, ish, around 110. So I was not non-wetsuit, obviously.
Yeah,
110.
I mean, that's incredible. Overall, you must be proud of what you've done in triathlon, but just that, not being able to swim 5-6 years ago at all, to swimming a 70-minute Kona swim is phenomenal.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really thought about it that way, because to me, I just always look at it as how much further I am behind everyone else. So you kind of ignore it's easy to ignore the where you've really come from part. It is one of my proudest achievements is getting over that fear of water and learning to swim. And I think it always will be, in terms of the sort of grand scale of things.
Are you at the point now, are you still trying to get faster, or is it, I mean, you were talking about that you're pretty steady. Are you working, what are you working on now to improve your swim?
I've got a little bit slower. I've had a shoulder injury, whether or not it's through poor swim technique, we don't quite know. It was there before Kona, tendonitis, so I took a little bit of time, so we haven't done a huge amount since Kona, so we're just building that back up. So I'm a little bit slower than I was. I really want to narrow that gap between myself and the people in front. Because at every race I go into, I'm very reliant on my run and my bike. But I'd like to be less reliant on them. So I just like to narrow that gap, a little bit, 2-3 minutes. And I think a lot of it is confidence. In the open water, but it's also it's just I'm constantly just trying to push myself in the pool.
Are you one of those people that does few sessions, big volume, or are you trying to get in the water as often as you can?
No, I do everything pretty much. I do exactly what my coach tells me. So that's got me. It's got me this far. So I'm like, okay, I'll stick with that. So we do 2 fairly big swims a week. A third one will be sort of recovery and technique ahead of the weekend, and then I usually, when I'm not injured, try to put in a 4th, which again is just me going in, bit of technique, just turning the arms over, feel for the water. Because one thing I notice is if I take any more than a week out of the water, I just lose it. Mm. And I find that I lose quite quickly. And I think that just comes from not having swum as a kid.
Yeah, it's almost like riding a bicycle, that the more you do it, the more comfortable you are. And if you stop for a while, you're a bit nervous. Same sort of vibe. Leslie, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today. I look forward to talking about your bike, but we'll save that for next time now.
Thanks, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.